Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jablonski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito, who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power misplays the ball. That's an error on Power. Snyder moves to third. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McLish hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Jablonski moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power bunts towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to home. Smith drops the ball. Minoso moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona strikes out. 2 outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McLish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 2 in the game. Serve hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0 for 2 in the game. Klimchuk strikes out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 3 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field. Serve picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on serve. Colavito moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colavito moves to third. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito scores. It's 4-2, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 3 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to third for the out. Strickland moves to second. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearsall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hadley hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Serve strikes out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jablonski takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Terwilliger pinch runs for Ray Jablonski. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Terwilliger moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Jerry Lump now playing third base. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-3 in the game. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan pinch hits for Ned Garver. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-4 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power misplays the ball. That's an error on Power. Morgan scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hadley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maris moves to third. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.